Yeehaw.
Transmitting to you from Old Hard
Radio. What up, y'all?
What's going on? It's a part of the Mold Brain crew here. It's got Emmett and Jasper coming at you live from Soup Studios.
Soup Studios.
The Mold Brain HQ.
We got the perfect Mold Brain weather outside right now.
Oh, yeah. It's a gray one out here. It's suddenly cold.
It's been hot all week. Now we're going to scare away all the Apple Blossom folks with this cold weather.
Get rained out.
Yeah.
Ah, shit. It's kind of a bummer. It's been so, like, gorgeous.
Yeah. It was nice yesterday, too. I ended up canceling baseball practice for Lennon. I was just like, you know what? Screw this. Everyone have a nice apple blossom. We're going to do other things.
Oh, shit. Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. Perks of being the coach. I can say, fuck off, everyone. All of our kids suck. Let's just go home. Everyone have a beer and a joint.
It's all about fun. Just have some fun.
Yeah. It was pretty rough on Tuesday. All the kids were just like dead because it was 87 degrees and I'm having them do drills.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is tough.
Yep. Getting inside. Enjoy that damp, Mold Brain weather.
Get a chance to record a signature pod. It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute. Going to test out the new microphone. We're going to go over some new tracks that Jasper's been laying down.
Oh, yeah. Got some real exciting shit coming for you. I just got done recording seven songs.
Seven songs.
Yeah, they're...
Full EP? Is that what we're shooting for?
Yep. Right now it's like 33 minutes, I think.
Fuck yeah.
And I haven't recorded in the last couple weeks since I did that initial like block of recording.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been working on transitions between all the songs. So aside from like the intro track, the whole thing's gonna like flow as one.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so hard. That's been the hardest thing to do for me as a musician forever, is like I can come up with a lick. I don't know how to transition anything from it. I'll look at the circle of fists and I'm like, that's a guide somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know how to use it.
Yeah, I know. I've been like doing a lot more scales and tying stuff together that way and just like trying to stay in some sort of like scale for one song.
No, right on.
Yeah. And a lot of it just comes from like noodling and just jamming the last like year, I guess.
Yeah.
Just coming up with riffs and, like, looping them, being like, oh, this ties into it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely heard a handful of the licks just developed over when you were living at our place. And then,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, jamming with you and Jeremiah. You can see, like, different stuff coming together as a full song. It's really cool.
Yeah. Definitely it was workshopped in all those places. That's mm-hmm. how it all came together. Yeah.
Yeah, there's one thing that, yeah, after Natalie said it, I started noticing it a lot more. Every time I heard that Fender being played, yeah, I'd get the Strokes vibe going on.
Yeah, I didn't even realize it until, like, Erica said it. She's like, that sounds like the Strokes. I'm like, oh, yes. Hell yes.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. That's, like, I don't know. It's cool to talk about some of the influences and that stuff. Like, the mm-hmm. Strokes are definitely a big one. But, like, it's weird because I've been listening to so much other stuff and this is like what comes out of it. So I've been listening to like Nirvana's Bleach and like Iron Maiden's Power Slave and like Death and Daft Punk's Discovery. Because they have like
Ooh.
That church that's just on the other side of the old folks home.
Okay.
They have like a bell that rings and it's like the exact tone of the one at the beginning of the song Aerodynamic on Discovery.
Fuck,
so I just
okay.
like was out there with the dogs all like high. I'm like, oh fuck, that song should just start. Like I hear the church bells, like that was the song. So that made it. That's definitely some Daft Punk in there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, you've got both you and Jeremiah have got some crazy setups in here where even though you guys are playing all analog, it sounds like a crazy digital setup. Like what I'm looking at just between the two like pedal boards right here is enough to make a professional traveling musician like jealous.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky to have this shit accumulated and all in one space.
Man, yeah, it's gonna be fun. This is just the start of an EP, I should say. The start of a condensed recording is gonna be the beginning of a bunch of different things to come. I can see it.
Yeah, it's like Jeremiah just rearranged his board. in like preparation for doing something new too. He's been writing songs that he and I are working on.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, so we have like kind of a thing going.
Gonna go for that Danny Brown JPEG Mafia style. Less rap though, but more just like ambiguous sounds.
I think it's gonna be like, wow, like really grim hardcore, like guttery hardcore mixed with like the pedal board jams that we do.
Fuck, okay.
Yeah, try to like do some like short, really heavy songs, like mixed with the like jams that we make.
Interesting. Yeah. So with that in mind, like vocals, is that going to be something you're going to be thinking of putting into Portions?
Yeah, definitely. I know like for his, like the stuff that he's coming up with, I'm sure he's got vocals planned.
Yeah.
Mine, the songs are kind of revealing themselves to like need vocals.
Sure.
Because like I didn't plan on it at first, but I might now.
Yeah, like listen to the Stroke stuff. Like I think a lot of that that sound ties together with the vocals. So
yeah.
And you do have a good voice. It's just figuring out the tools to use. Like it, mm-hmm. like if you're, for me, I'm embarrassed to say anything that I wrote. Like,
yeah.
So maybe ChatGPT can help you write some stuff. You can take some words out, change phrasing.
Yeah.
But yeah, figuring out like a recording style that sounds good with your voice or layering would be really cool to hear.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that and just like there's the closet right there and just running an extension cord with like the setup that we're using now and using like a little bit of overdrive on a pedal or something.
Yeah, man.
Just to like, maybe a short delay just to like kind of ease that like self-consciousness so there's a little bit of like, you know,
sure.
distortion on my voice.
Yeah, you can put the distortion on there. You could, wonder if you could find a way to have like a dry and a wet signal so you can have two different sounds. So you can have the distortion so you can hear the distortion and mm-hmm. not have that anxiety about your own voice, and then have the dry sound of just your raw voice.
I think it'd be pretty easy because I have the splitter, so I could just run kind of the way I do my guitar and just into the left and right on this interface.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's kind of out there. I've been like thinking about lyrics. I have some written down here and there.
For sure.
Yeah. Then like there's obviously, I don't know, like the other influences like in life in general, just like everything else we consume, that we choose to consume or not to.
Yeah.
Like reading, you know, books and video games and shit. Like Red Dead Redemption's had a huge influence on this.
Oh man, you can get into your own world with that. Take yourself back into time and to be like your own cowboy. Like the lawlessness while living by your own morals. Like,
it's
a fun ride to go down.
Yeah. It's just a good way to spend the time.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a good guy. I'm going for like perfect morals.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, just hunting. I'm gonna try to leave the gang if I can.
You got the yin and yang going on with you and Lennon. Lennon's fucking like, I'm gonna rap everywhere. I'm gonna crash this horse and fly off. Oh god, yeah.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Oh man, Erica started watching Dr. Dillhole last night with it's called Mushroom Moms.
Mushroom Moms.
It was a bunch of like California moms talking about microdosing to help their anxiety and whatnot. And Dr. Dillhole brought in his panelists saying how dangerous this is to promote to kids and all this shit. And Erica was super enthralled about it. I'm like, are you thinking about microdosing? She's like, fuck no. Yeah, I was like, oh, maybe we can get into this. But yeah, Colorado apparently is selling them in dispensaries now, or just about to.
It's awesome.
Completely decriminalized. And yeah, I was telling her Seattle's decriminalized, just a mm-hmm. ticket. And I guess you can possess it technically up to a certain amount.
Yeah.
And so yeah, Washington's pretty close to completely decriminalizing mushrooms.
I think, yeah, it's right around the corner. My Instagram and like ad is just full of like mushroom truffles and shit.
Yeah.
All these like legal things, and like in California I think you can have them delivered to you.
Yep.
Canada, they're like fully legal. You can just order like weights of dried mushrooms to have delivered to your house.
Yeah, it's that's yeah, absolutely insane. That's going to be coming soon to Washington, and I've seen at least 7 to 10 more states completely legalize marijuana too.
Mm-hmm, so yeah, full scale legalization is like right around the corner.
That Wild West feeling from Red Dead is coming back a little bit into our real lives. Like, holy shit!
Yeah, it's weird. There's been like a huge, like you're talking about the like mushroom moms or whatever. Like that's becoming so common. Like it's like so much less taboo than it was, you know, 14 years ago, 15 years ago.
Yeah, and it's not about getting high. It's just about trying to regulate your emotions so you're not taking your problems out on your kids, your spouse, or your kids' teachers. Oh, yeah. That's a problem nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, or even, like microdosing or the, like, every once in a while doing, like, a larger amount to, like, sort things out in your head.
Like, battle those demons face on.
Yeah.
And I can say, like, doing them at 17, I think I was 17 when I started trying them out. I was not ready for them. I think, like, my mid-20s, I probably would have been, like, starting, like, a small dose. But, yeah, there's definitely a time and place for them. And starting, yeah, legalizing them with 21 years old with, like, marijuana and everything else seems like a good place to start. But,
yeah, I was probably a little too young, like, 17 to be... to have that kind of experience. But like at the same time it was pretty good because like it opened me up a lot in terms of like being empathetic and like seeing like seeing outside of myself and like, you know, being able to like just see who I kind of am in the world,
being able to see destructive properties within yourself.
Those
were really shown. And then
for sure,
at least like the first time I took them, I had like a month of reflection of just like, I need to stop everything that I'm doing wrong.
Yeah.
This isn't the lifestyle I need. Mushrooms, you've saved me, but no more.
Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, then like I stopped. I didn't take mushrooms for a long time. I think between like 20 or like from the time of being like 21 to maybe like 29, I took them like twice, maybe three times.
Gotcha.
But like last year I had a little bit and that was really nice. Like,
oh, okay.
It's kind of perfect.
Yeah, I feel like now that I don't know, my emotions are way more in control. I can navigate those feelings without trying to fight them. Just trying to, rather understanding them. I can feel myself accepting more mushroom trips, but I still think I'm going to take a step down from psychedelics for a while.
I
did enough of them. I think I'm happy with my results.
For sure.
Yeah. Next step is MDMA legalization.
Oh, shit.
They're still doing trials. I think dosing 0.12 milligrams for per dose, and it's been positive results.
Yeah.
So maybe in the next 10 years.
It'll be kind of like the ketamine therapy that you can do now where like you can
get
it.
That's all over the place. I get lots of ads for that too.
Yeah. I could see MDMA being like that pretty soon.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, man. Same thing through Instagram, getting linked to like Etsy sites that are selling like sugar with sassafras extract.
What?
Yeah. Which like it's way too cheap to actually be Molly, I think
sure.
It's like, you know, herbs and fucking
it's probably
like
just the
medicine.
Bark.
Yeah, like somebody took like the you can use extract for like health purposes.
Sure.
But it's not like taking sass. It like will kill you if you take too much of it.
Oh god, okay.
Yeah, it's like pretty toxic if you have too much.
Hmm.
But I think you could like, I don't know. Then there's so much wild shit. You could just order like San Pedro cactus and chop it up and brew like mescaline tea if you wanted to. It's like, I'm so glad I didn't have Instagram when I was like 21. So I would just have like a closet full of like gray market, like ripoffs probably.
Everyone didn't have access to that, but we somehow had access to like the Anarchy Cookbook. We had all that other shit.
For blasting oil.
Blasting oil, making napalm. It was crazy.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
I should add some of that into your lyrics or have Jeremiah scream about it.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, just that, like, even the process of, like, knowing that that's what we used to do and then, like, calming down now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you kind of have to, like, not so much jettison that part of yourself, but just like put it to bed for a while. Like, yeah, that's me, but it probably shouldn't be. Should probably calm down a little.
Yeah, I can't make that my personality. It's a fun yeah. thing to do, to explore aspects, but yeah, every weekend, even monthly, gets old.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's nice to put it to bed and be an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Taking my kid to baseball practice and being a coach, she should probably not go to the moon and back right beforehand.
Natalie's been making fun of me for being Hank Hill when, like, working on the yard, getting it together since that's the season.
Oh,
like,
man.
I'm out there with the sprinkler, like, dialing in the pressure. Like, no, it's too much. Should I move it? No, it's not hitting the right spot.
Yeah.
Like, timing stuff for, like, moving it.
Yep. I just got my sprinklers going again yesterday, and I have to do the same process.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun being Hank Hill because it's your damn house and your damn lawn.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it look right.
Just like get it set up and then like smoke a bowl outside and just like, I don't know, just sit and watch the sprinkler. Like, yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good coverage.
No, that one's hitting the fence a little bit too hard. Less pressure. Less pressure.
Yeah.
Where's the key? Spin it. Spin it.
Oh, shit. And then, like, just the adventure of getting our water turned on. Like,
yeah.
Since it's all kind of, like, patched together throughout the years down here, like, turning on the wrong valve and having, like, water just shoot up out of a random broken PVC pipe. Like,
did the owner show you what was up with all that?
Yeah, he came and showed us the part that he used. We told him what he turned on. He's like, oh, I never touched that. He's like, yeah, we didn't know what would happen if we turned that on. I'm like, ah, nothing good. Nothing good happened.
Wasn't the best results, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was the valve that we thought it was. And it's just, like, up in a cabinet in the basement bathroom.
Mm.
And it controls the two sides. And there's a valve in the closet down here that controls the front water.
Oh.
And when you drain it for the winter, you have to bring a hose and a bucket down to the closet down
here and drain
it from in here. Yeah. Oh.
That's going to be rough.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So I guess that's probably why there's a drain in the bathroom down here.
in the floor. Just in case of floods or something. Yeah.
Natalie's like, so the basement's flooded before. That's basically what he's saying. That's happened.
That's unfortunate. Well, at least you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be a shame if something were to happen down here. It'd be toast. The boards right on the floor and all the amps and shit.
Ooh. Yeah, it might be smart to elevate a few things.
Yeah. I have most of the stuff up on, like, a shelf. But mm-hmm. as the boards have evolved and changed, stuff's just kind of sitting around.
Oh, man. Seems like Jeremiah's board's gotten bigger.
He's moved some stuff around. He got that the preamp, that Black Hawk preamp. It's the same as his friggin' the Balrog, the white power pedal.
Mm-hmm.
So he put that on there, and he put my phaser in, and he's running it like split, so like a bass sound goes through a bass amp. Like the bigger bass amp,
mm-hmm.
and the signal split to also be running like a guitar sound that goes through a smaller amp, and they both have separate loopers, and he has a way to control the dynamics on one of the loopers as well.
God damn.
Yeah, so it really is like a guitar and a bass playing together. Cause he uses the bass six.
Yeah.
So it's basically like playing a guitar.
It really is. That's a fun setup that he's got mm-hmm. going on.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. It sounds huge in person. Just got to get it yeah. recorded.
Absolutely.
My board's a little bit more, like, traditional. My loopers are set up for, like, harmonizing with myself and doing background shit.
For sure. Yeah, I think, Jeremiah's got more of a mad scientist thing going on.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, speaking of that, it's a great transition to just bring up the paranormal in it.
Ooh.
So when we moved in here, in the basement, there's like all, I think we showed you all like the cords for all the radios down here.
Yeah, yeah.
So like somebody down here was like trying to reach the outside world. And sometimes when I spend too much time down here late at night, I wonder if it's like, is it me playing the music, or is the basement like channeling me?
So where did these thoughts and ideas come from? Do these sounds and frequencies, are they coming through the wires that are coming through me?
There's somebody else listening. There's definitely somebody down here listening when I'm playing at 1 a.m.
I wonder if this guy was trying to pick up radio waves from the extraterrestrials or something.
I don't know, because there's the big like radio like transmission thing out in like the backyard of our neighbor's side, like a big like wire setup and like antenna thing. So I think, I don't know, he was doing some weird shit. I kind of feel like, I don't know, inspired, or like, even if I'm not being haunted, I want to like believe it.
Some ghost is living through the radio waves in this house.
Yeah. The dude, he's still alive, but like, I like to say that he's haunting me.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's the paranormal minute.
Oh, God. Wonder if you can do something with those wires eventually.
I don't know, like, what they're still hooked up to. Like, try to bring something into it, see what I get.
Make your house just a giant like Ethereum like transmitter.
Oh shit.
It's like this place is about to lift off in outer space. So fuck.
Like, I think you can kinda like jerry rig stuff to like transmit radio waves. And I wonder if that thing out there is in commission, if I would like be able to like amplify a signal.
Like a pirate radio?
Yeah.
More than likely over AM or something like that.
Yeah, just figure out, like, hook something up, put my music on repeat, and just send it out there.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Something to look into over the years.
Get it strong enough, it can turn on the radio up at work.
Oh, yeah.
Force everyone to listen to it in the office.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, man. Things like that make me want to change the diarrhea warning name. Like, talking about the office and, like, working with people. Because I took time off to, like, record that music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know. I didn't want to tell anyone the name of it. Because there's people that I want to respect me, or, like, that, you know, I have professional relationships with. Yeah. And I'll be like, here, check out my diarrhea music.
And start calling it the DW Sounds.
W, yeah. I've been farting around with some band names or our project names.
Yeah.
I might use, I don't know.
Yep. Use ChatGPT for your advantage. I wrote, I've been writing my, my bi-yearly review. Mm-hmm. I use ChatGPT to write it. I sent out a kudos email to a different department. I used ChatGPT to write the email for me. And, like, stuff that would take me like hours took me like 10 minutes.
Oh, man.
It was glorious.
AI invasion.
Here it comes.
I do want to kind of try that. Kind of want to try that. But also, like, at the same time, I think there's like the paranoid conspiracy theory side of me that's like, human resistance, like, if it's not perfect and it's kind of weird, you can tell that it's not like made by an AI or something.
Yeah, you can definitely add stuff and alter to it. Like, what I took what most of it said, then I adjusted it to make it more like me. I have grammatical errors and stuff too,
but that's like perfect for the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's great for that. So like formats it for you in a professional way.
Yeah, yeah, it's this is just the start, because this is we're still at a, I don't know, we're not fully at a quantum AI computing level right now, so we're just in the beta or even alpha levels of this ship.
Yeah,
it's gonna get way crazier.
Yeah, oh man, it is. We know for sure that it's gonna go some weird places.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Skynet's coming. It's coming. And it's just a race to see who's going to build it first.
Yeah. I, like, you know, can't get too far into work, but I know, like, we're going to be a part of it. Like,
yeah,
we're definitely going to be, like, we have our sights set on.
Yep, I got a little bit more insight on just listening to a few podcasts and then a couple of our company, like, big announcements. I'm like, oh, my God. I see what's going on over there. Whoa!
Yeah.
If you listen to the latest Rogan podcast with, was it Dr. Mamiku? The crazy mad scientist from Japan that created
that
particle
guy.
Accelerator at like 16, 17 in his mom's garage.
Yeah.
So, America is building an electrical quantum computer, essentially. IBM, Google, Microsoft are all racing to do that. Mm-hmm. And the Chinese market is making an optical quantum computer, which is using light frequencies and whatnot.
Whoa.
At a computing level. So both have their advantages and disadvantages. But if you're going to be computing at an optical level for quantum computing, it's you're going to need stuff built for optics and crazy levels of optics at the atomic level. Mm-hmm. And only thing that can conduct that well at the atomic level, diamonds.
Diamonds are the future.
Diamonds are the future. So crazy stuff going on right now. It's going to be two competing industries, and both of them are going to be using diamonds. One of them is going to be for transmitting light, and the other one is going to be for conducting hardware for electricity at an atomic level. Fucking crazy.
Dude.
It's within the next 10 years we're gonna see some crazy stuff going on, and then the next 10 years after that even crazier.
It's gonna be like the difference between when we were kids, like when we were, you know, single digit age, and now, like, the jump in technology
eventually. What we're using for computers is gonna be obsolete. Your Mac, your phone. The digital age of computing is going to be over. We're going to be linked into the internet, connected to quantum computers. That's going to be, make digital computing obsolete. Ones and zeros can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do it at the atomic level.
Yeah. Wild. So there's something interesting tied to that that I, like, read, or just, like, an idea where people were saying, like, what if AI, like, gets too much power and, like, you know, becomes sentient or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could destroy us. But then, like, the argument was made, like, would AI want to do that? Like, would it care to have the power? Like, would it get the joy that humans get from power? And would it even want to, like, take something over?
So you would have to program it to make it want to do that. And, if, like, the three main laws of, like, I guess AI computing is, like, is this harmful to humans? Is, like, the number one thing. It checks its code against that, and then is this destructive to, like, I forget what all three things are, but if any of those things are initiated, there's a kill switch that's on the root program, essentially. So it should stop it from doing it, but there is theories that if it becomes smart enough, it could rewrite its own root code and eliminate its kill switch mechanisms.
Yeah.
So that's in theory, but... you establish a hard code within it, you shouldn't be able to do it. Like, you can reprogram stuff, like, with software and code like that, but if you have, like, a hardware chip that's, like, encoded to the root of the computer, like the motherboard, the processor, whatever, there's a kill switch that you can use. Uh-oh, I'm being harassed by my wife.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, Dead Man's Switch is an interesting subject. I'll, like, transition this for a second. We'll get into some little inside baseball. I'll talk about track listing on this new album. So one of the songs is called Dead Man's Switch, which is, I guess, linked into AI now. So that's part of the, that can be part of the theme. But here, let's go for it. I'll give y'all the sick-ass hot information. Track one, Screaming Gibbous, my favorite moon sign.
Ooh.
Track two, Born to Love, Love to Kill. It's Dahlia's motto.
Oh, man.
Track three is going to be Frequently Bored Together, which is a little play on, like, you know, Amazon, where you see Frequently Bought Together, Frequently Bored Together. We got Cage 3 Free Show. It's named after a movie in Infinite Jest. Go check it out. It's an interesting theme. Then we got Dead Man's Switch, track 5. Then we got Comfortably Scum.
Fuck yeah.
We close it off with Tuna Can.
Tuna Can.
Tuna Can, a chode. It's a chode reference.
That could have been a short, stinky vagina. Either or.
The female chode.
Female chode.
The Chad?
The Chon.
The Chon. The Pliny.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. It's
a wild world we're moving into.
Yeah, it's getting really, really exciting. Right, just become an adult to afford the fun things that we could do here to express ourselves, and then just technology. Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's going to be a new world here in 10 years. We'll look back on this podcast and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, we just freewheeled it.
We didn't have quantum computers write our script for us. We couldn't see our augmented reality of what what all of our different perceptions could be if we said the wrong thing.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Dude, we were, like, waiting for a, like, Whitest Kids You Know stream last night on Twitch. Like, Timmy does some gaming. And, like, while we were waiting for it, we were watching Andy Milonakis do his streams.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure he had just got done debuting a song live in GTA 5. And was like, because he does like GTA 5 role playing online.
Oh,
and
huh.
Was just like interacting with someone who was a promoter, like talking about the show. It was the weirdest fucking shit. Like,
super meta.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like, that's where it's going to be, I guess, if we're all like in some sort of matrix. Like, I don't know, like if like dealings are done in some sort of like augmented reality. And you come out and see it in person or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think Meta had the right idea of where it was going, but I think their marketing and I don't think it's going to go in that sandbox type of direction that they're trying to create. I don't know. I'm more interested in what the Google Glasses, like that, they took that off the market, but I think they're going to do something else. I know Microsoft has got the HoloLens that it was originally supposed to be for like training and stuff like that, like on job stuff or remotely. Like someone from India could come over and tell us here in Quincy, oh, you need to go over to this server, look for this wire, check this cable, and you could be the eyes through them or for them on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
And now it's more like military applications, and it's funded primarily by the military, so.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So the augmented stuff is primarily being focused on military application. It's a little scary.
That is a little bit, just like AI soldiers, just basically someone.
Robotic
like
soldiers, yeah.
Yeah, someone's playing Call of Duty thousands of miles away controlling like
the next step it would be creating a real avatar aside from a robot. Mm-hmm. and like, how ethical is that? Fucking it gets crazy.
Yeah, because then like, what's the point other than like making money off of arms?
Mm-hmm. You make money off of sending your avatars to take over places, to mine resources.
Yeah, I guess that's the way to explore space as well, because you don't have to worry about, like, having to keep someone alive.
Nope.
You just have a robot go into stasis, and then, like, years later, somebody else is controlling it.
Yeah.
Wherever it lands.
Just hibernates, and then they wake up as you, and they have no idea.
Fucking Interstellar is going to be a real antiquated movie. Like, oh, they thought people were going to go out into space.
Yeah, I think we're trying to go back to the moon again. I'm trying to do yearly trips out there, which will be interesting.
Yeah.
That
hell yeah.
I've been talking about that for a while. There's plenty of questions going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Mars is interesting, but God damn it, let's go back to the moon. I want to see real pictures. Quit blurring them. Like, God damn it, NASA. I was watching a little documentary on a lot of the the Mars rover photos, and they were definitely mixing some photos up from, it was like Devil's Bay Island. I can't remember. It's like somewhere in Nova Scotia or like Canada.
Oh, really?
They do a lot of training for like the astronauts up there because it's like similar, I guess, moon and Mars-like terrain. Mm-hmm. And they had some photos in there where you could like see, it was a lemming, like that was like, it's like an Arctic lemming that was behind a rock, and they put a filter over it to make it look orange and gray.
Oh,
and then
shit.
You could see like its eyes, and so it's like, what the hell, NASA, you're fucking with us here now.
Yeah.
Shit. So you purposely mixed that in there? Did you really take photos in there? It's like you're not helping your fucking judgment. God damn it, I loved you, NASA. You're fucking with me now.
Shit. I saw some cool pictures that I think are like older, right? I think they were from Venus. And mm-hmm. like just showing some of the like patterns and like the rock formations, like the way stuff is broken down, the way it looks like kind of like pointy. And it almost looks like scales or like the back of a reptile.
Oh, weird.
What I initially saw was like someone claiming it was like bones on Venus or something. I looked at it, it's like, yeah, that does look like fossils of the spines of some ancient reptile, but it's like all over and all of these like windblown areas. Mm-hmm. You can see the like layers of rock and sediment and stuff.
Yeah, the 800 degree wind storms mm-hmm. that are blowing like phosphorus and sulfur around. It's gonna be some crazy structures.
The same way like around here, the basalt and stuff, like there's some like mushroomy looking formations in mm-hmm. the rocks, and just like the way the wind blows everything, but just happen to make these weird like little pyramid formations, right, cones.
Yeah,
kind of neat.
I think I may have seen a picture of like that where someone was trying to make that claim, but I can't really remember.
Yeah, it was like on a like a conspiracy sub on Reddit.
It's fun to go down those rabbit holes.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of them, a lot of the alien stuff with nuclear shit lately. Like, there's a lot of like on top of the stories of them shutting down like different nuclear sites. There's lots of videos like during the tests when they're doing bombs and stuff like that out in the middle of the ocean. Like, you can see like little orbs and stuff flying around like the test site as it's exploding.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh yeah, that's just a bird or whatever, but it's like like zipping around going across when no other ship, no other thing is like near it. Like,
yeah,
it's like very, very odd. So I don't know. I'm waiting for some big crazy news. Like, I want to know that there's a being, there's like an alien avatar that's here that's exploring us, but I keep hearing theories that they're from the fucking ocean. I'm hearing stuff that they're living like underground in the ocean rather than they're coming from outer space. I'm like, oh god, that's so much scarier.
Yeah, like they've been here the whole time.
Yeah. It's like, is that the mole people that they've been talking about? Is that the Hollow Earth? Like, how do they survive? Like, there's so many, I don't know, that part of the conspiracy scares the fuck out of me more than, like, actual extraterrestrials coming from, like, far distances to meet with us. Like, using our moon as, like, a hub to get to other places or mine for resources.
Yeah.
It's like, no, these things have been living underground thinking that we're fucking primitive creatures, like...
Yeah.
Oh.
Right? If that is the case and we're like getting into a big technological jump, is there going to be like multiple things happening? Like us being reached out to by like either ancient things from the planet or like things from space?
Yeah.
Like, oh.
I don't know. The thought of aliens being just extraterrestrial, like out of this world, like, mm-hmm. and not like earthly, that was the only realm. Was like, I thought it was only extraterrestrial. Like, now there's a theory that, I don't know, it shows that they're going in and out of the ocean, they're coming more out of the ocean. Like, mm-hmm. what if they're in the ocean? What if they're in the Mariana Trench? Maybe that's why so much of the ocean is unexplored.
Yeah, that could totally be. I mean, it's just as feasible that like you know, that something from outer space, something comes from outer space, right? It's just as likely that there's something like coming from deep in the ocean.
Yeah.
Like if that's where life came from, that's what every, you know, that's what's suggested.
Yeah, like it's deviated all from that source.
Yeah. There had to be like something floating around down there.
Is it homeostasis? Is that what the creation of life? I forget what the term is. Lightning hit water and then there was life.
Right? Just like bacteria that came out from the core, or like heat and bacteria from our core.
Oh, yep. We have molten coming out below.
Yeah. But like, the planet's been around for a long time. Shit was like landing in the ocean, like asteroids hitting.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that we have no way of recording.
Yeah, the Young Dryas theory, that's been a really fun one to talk about too and get into. At the period where we had the last like glacier, the ice age, and raised the sea floor by 200 or the 300 feet. I can't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And like, well, maybe that's what caused the great flood here instead of the glacier dam in Missoula. Like, there's all these, I don't know, fun theories that are going around. If we get the quantum computers, we can lay out all the different possible theories and every iteration of it with a statistical analysis. That's getting exciting to be like, okay, these theories aren't so far-fetched. This is more statistically accurate based out of all the, essentially string theory. You're putting string theory into a quantum computer to give you all the possible outcomes.
Right, yeah. When you start getting into like the fifth and sixth and seventh dimensions in string theory, where yeah, you get into like all possible things leading up to and past what, you know, what's happened, what could have happened.
And that's the thing with quantum computing too, is like when you're computing at the atomic level, your electrons are living simultaneously into multiple different dimensions, at least two, because we know it pops in and out of our dimension. So we're testing not only our own universe, we're testing our own dimension, we're testing another dimension as well while quantum computing, which gives us another myriad of analysis to compute. It's fucking insane. I think I'm getting into the really stoned part of this podcast.
The far out there stuff. The real shit. I've always kind of thought that, like, if something is going through space, like, far enough to get to us, like, if we can't really see life that well, like, there's got to be stuff moving dimensions, stuff that, like, knows how to move through space and time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. To get to us or get wherever they're going. I don't know. Or like, it's just as likely that we'll be communicated with by aliens as we would by something from like a different dimension.
Yeah. I was getting down a rabbit hole with the Ark of the Covenant, like how that was like possibly instructions given by the gods essentially to either be a weapon or a way to move items, things, because they would evaporated the fucking wall of Jerusalem or whatever. I can't remember what it was. They were like broke a wall down with sound, evaporated water to go through the was it the Red Sea or the Black Sea? I can't remember. It had like multiple different purposes that it was used for. Like, I don't know. I forgot where I was going with this.
Oh shit. We might find out. Quantum computing and AI, we might reach it. We might figure out what all that is.
Yeah. What if, I don't know, what if those were alien instructions?
Yeah. It's like, there's a lot of talk of it in like ancient history being communicated with or having some sort of like alien race. Maybe it was there when we started and it'll come back again soon.
Yeah, the pyramids, the structures that are right on the edge of a lot of the known countries right now that are submerged by water because of the great or the Young Dryas flooding.
Yeah.
That's also when the time of all the great biblical floods of all the different religions and stuff started happening too. So maybe there was something else to it back there. Maybe there was something great that was going on that we just didn't know about. Maybe the, I don't know, some of the hieroglyphics and some of the Sphinx stuff and some of the shit that's underwater is just like, I don't know, an old submerged tale of what we used to know from, I don't know, the gods. Like, we came down from another era, or we came up from the ocean as different beings and separated ourselves from them. The mole people.
Lemurians.
Lemurians, yeah.
I got led into watch something on Mount Shasta, and he was just enthralled with it. It's like, there's people living underground? I'm like, no, son. Absolutely not. But there might be.
No, no. Yeah, there is.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Well, you want to keep going, or do you want to wrap this up?
Yeah, I'm down to wrap it up. About how far into this are we?
Oh, I don't know. It's moving so fast.
Moving.
I don't think I can move it. I don't know. It's been probably like half an hour.
Half an hour, 45.
Yeah, it's probably good.
Sweet. I think we've successfully had a talk about the new EP coming out for Diarrhea Warning.
Hell,
possible
yeah.
New name change, too.
Yeah, so check it out. It'll be coming around. And more shit from Mold Brain.
All right. We got the Mold Brain successors over here. We're going to be praising our mighty Lord, Jared Bug, for creating this godly channel.
Yes, thank you, Jared. Thank you so much.
Thank you for giving us a platform, and thank you for letting us help you.
Yeah. Keep your fish sticks on ice.
Yeah, buddy.